AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. NATO's Secretary General Mark Rutte is expected to meet with President Trump today. Trump had suggested the U.S. may consider leaving the transatlantic alliance after NATO member countries ignored his call to help reopen the Strait of Hormuz. The meeting comes as the U.S. and Iran late yesterday agreed to a two-week ceasefire that includes the reopening of the waterway. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the U.S. could strike again if Iran does not hand over its enriched uranium.
We know exactly what they have, and they know that, and they will either give it to us, which the president has laid out. They'll give it to us voluntarily. We'll get it. We'll take it. We'll take it out. Or if we have to do something else ourselves, like we did in Midnight Hammer or something like that, we reserve that opportunity.
The Pentagon chief did not offer any details about whether Iran had agreed to Trump's statement that the U.S. would work with them to dig up the buried material. In Lebanon, Israeli strikes hit several dense commercial and residential areas in central Beirut this afternoon without warning. Israel had said the two-week ceasefire agreement did not extend to its war with the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah in Lebanon. The man charged in a string of infamous killings in Long Island is reportedly planning to change his plea today.
A Long Island architect accused in a string of long unsolved slayings known as the Gilgo Beach killings is expected to plead guilty Wednesday, closing a case that bedeviled investigators, agonized victims' relatives, and tantalized a true crime-obsessed public for years. 62-year-old Rex Huerman is charged with murdering seven women, many of them sex workers, over a 17-year span. A guilty plea would put him in prison for the rest of his life. His decision to plead guilty was confirmed by three people familiar with it who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. Julie Walker, New York.
This is AP News. A woman who admitted to selling Matthew Perry the ketamine that killed him is set to be sentenced today. Jasveen Sangha will be the third defendant sentenced of the five people who have pleaded guilty in connection with the 2023 overdose. Two prominent women's basketball coaches are hoping to change the narrative after a public disagreement.
South Carolina women's basketball coach Dawn Staley says it's time to move past her Final Four skirmish with UConn coach Gino Auriemma that became the talk of the tournament. Staley released a statement on South Carolina's X account on Tuesday in which she expressed her respect for Auriemma and said the two have spoken since South Carolina's 62-48 Final Four victory Friday. Staley says, quote, "One moment doesn't define a career," end quote. Auriemma released a statement on Tuesday night again apologizing and hoping to shift the focus on growing women's basketball. I'm Gethin Coolball.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
When it's time to scale your business, it's time for Shopify. Get everything you need to grow the way you want. Like, all the way. Stack more sales with the best converting checkout on the planet. Track your cha-chings from every channel, right in one spot. And turn real-time reporting into big-time opportunities. Take your business to a whole new level. Switch to Shopify. Start your free trial today